Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
What have you learned about being a leader?
Kyrie is not a natural leader.
Where is the leadership coming from?
I don't know who's the leader of the team. I would assume it's Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie.
So you don't have to try to be a leader.
To the basket.
You know, I've always had the tools.
Gets to a crowd again and sticks the jump shot.
It's just about going out there and just doing it.
Take that!
Meanwhile, here's a look at who the Patriots have brought in.
Busts, has-beens, don't-knows.
All right, Bruce Ellington, Philip Dorsett. Is that where we're at right now?
Look at that receiving core.
Former Broncos tight end, Matt McCoss.
Lacrosse is a sport you like to practice.
They need to send a SOS to Bill.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right now.
Let's get it on!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's OMF, no Ordway. That'd be day three. Same guy, yeah, that's right. Same guy that was giving me grief about last Friday.
No.
For not making it in here. Has now missed three straight days, and he's left it for me and Fori over.
Because he's not 100%. That's what I heard. Because
times I have no
Glenn
balls.
Won't come to play, basically come
is
to work.
Is he that kind of guy?
He is, unfortunately.
So 90%?
Is.
Nope. Got to be
and he
100?
Has a history of playing hurt. I don't know what got into him.
I don't know what his deal is.
Somebody got to him and said, you know what, you're too valuable to us. You can only play. Like, they're treating him like Gronk. Hey, you only have to work, three days a week instead of five.
I saw today on Twitter that LeBron's not playing tonight. So Ordway's the same thing. This is called load management.
Ah, really? Mm-hmm. But for his voice. So you feel better about those signs? We don't know what Harris got yet.
Why would I feel better?
Well, because, again, a one-year deal.
They don't have to keep them?
So that what it tells you is, I was just setting you up, okay? What it tells you is that they really don't think highly at all of Bruce Ellington.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Not at all. So whatever you were feeling yesterday, finding out what they're actually making, what the financial situation is.
Why should that make me feel better?
No, it should not. You should stay right where you're at. I was asking you if it made you feel better.
No, it doesn't make you feel better.
Yeah, you're right back where you were yesterday.
It tells me that they agree with me. They ain't that good. Or they would have given him some money.
Yeah, they believed him, but the guy doesn't have a hamstring. Did you hear? So, okay, you got three major hamstrings. Major muscles that you know,
make
create
up each hammy in your leg.
Your hamstring. And I guess he's missing one of them. And this was by design. He actually had it surgically removed. Do you have that sound, Ryan, about him
missing? I want to say everybody has four or three, and I'm missing one of them. It's my semitendinosus. They removed it from the area, so I only have three, I guess it is. And I'm just out there just playing, just running, being able to go full speed. It's been a challenge, you know, not having it coming up, but now it's good.
So that's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. So this is your typical Patriot. Yeah, no hammy guy.
Do they get a discount on his contract because he doesn't have all of his hamstring muscles?
Well, I want to say, does he get some sort of relief when he takes his running test? Do they kind of handicap him based on the fact that he is handicapped. He's missing a muscle. So the other guys are dealing with a full deck. He's actually missing a few. I would think that
full
they would
deck.
I would actually think that they, okay, everybody else has got to run 50. You get to run 48.
Well, I mean, I'd love to sit here and tell you that because of that, you know, you can't pull it. And because of that,
well, he's still got three other ones.
Stayed healthy, but he really hasn't either done any of that. We mentioned it the other day when they heard the Bruce Ellington signing. He and Maurice Harris were both brought in yesterday to work out. By the end of the day, they had both signed. Now, Ellington last year split time between Detroit and Houston. Was in Houston the year before that. Billy O, Matt Patricia. You know, it doesn't. I put Bruce Ellington in the category of Philip Dorsett. Like, okay, you've got a fourth wide receiver. Maybe a nice fifth wide receiver for depth. Maurice Harris, I put him in the same category with both those guys as well. So I'm like, you got to go out and fill that gap, no? I mean, you got Julian Edelman, and then it's the same guys. Dorsett,
well,
Ellington, Harris.
The Ellington thing, the Ellington signing is just interesting to me based on the fact that he was playing on both those teams, so he's probably both O'Brien and Patricia probably think this guy's got a good upside. They probably think if you have some more time, we can't because we've kind of moved on from him. But we like him as a person. We think he's got a lot of skill, but he's had a, you know, a really rough time, been hurt a lot. But when he's healthy, we can all see what the upside could be, what the ceiling is. So, all right, we'll bring this guy in. We'll give him $25,000, but doesn't guarantee him anything.
Nothing.
Okay, you get in there, you start competing. If you bond and mesh with Brady, okay, well then, okay, you'll go sign a big contract somewhere else. But this guy's hungry. He's trying to prove people wrong, which means you're going to get the ultimate effort from this guy. Well, Ellington, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, know, but you know who else was hungry and trying to prove people wrong?
Who?
Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so my point is that I don't really care. Is he any good?
Well, I don't think he was good in college.
I mentioned his name I mentioned his name to my son. I said they picked up Bruce Ellington. He's like, ooh.
Oh, you know who he knew who he was?
He goes, I picked him up last year at the end of the year in fantasy. He had a pretty good year at the end. I was like, what? Okay. And he was all right, because I think it was Galladay was hurt. Remember? He ended the year in Detroit, correct? Or was it Houston? Which one was it back in?
I think it was
Detroit.
That sounds good. Order would say, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Not giving you any idea of what you actually mean. The fact of the matter is, if you're holding out for some crazy signing, it's not going to happen. If you're hoping that some big name is going to walk through that door, it's not going to happen.
Well,
if you're Brady,
this is my thing. Is that okay? I heard Jermaine Wiggins on the morning show. Okay, and I heard they started talking about Tom Brady and his weapons and. Listen, this has happened before in the past. Look at last year. And I heard Wiggy talking about it, and now I realize why you took his job. Because he's not.
Why are you going to do Wiggy like
because
that?
Because he's not a very smart individual. He doesn't think things out to me, or he's just extremely naive in his thinking.
That may be it.
This was Jermaine Wiggins when they asked him about Tom Brady being surrounded by all these lambs.
He's looking at the guys around him. Granted, he might say, well, you know what? Hey, we might not have D'Antonio Brown or this, that, but he's not looking and going, man, what is this crap I got around me? Here's the talent that I have around me. Just do what I ask you to do. Be where you need to be and make the plays when you need to make.
Be smart.
And no chance, first off. No chance, Wiggy.
Automatic balls on base.
No chance. I'm telling you. You think Tom Brady's happy about this? He's like, hey, no big deal. I don't mind. Just be where I'm supposed to be. No. And this is the thing, Patriot fans. You guys out there, everybody's sitting there saying, duh, you're so stupid because you want them to pick up this guy and pick up that guy. First of all, you forget that they offered more money to Adam Humphries than the Tennessee Titans did. You forget that they were in on Cole Beasley. You forget that they were in on Golden Tate. So the fact that they didn't pick up and these guys weren't smart because they tried to pick them up themselves. They wanted them. They offered more money for Humphries. But you keep screaming from the rooftops that they're going to win another Super Bowl because of it. I understand. That's one reason not to scream.
These morons can't talk about nothing.
All I'm saying is that your quarterback can't be happy with offseason, at least as much as you are. Your quarterback, Tom Brady?
Well, I think he thinks.
He's not happy. He's looking at Josh McDaniels and saying, why do we got to do this again? He's on the phone with Josh McDaniels saying, we got to do this again?
Yeah.
Why does Bill make it so hard? Tom Brady's pissed about the Patriots last 2 or 3 days, and you Patriot fans are so excited. Everyone's so happy.
Yeah, and they're the only ones that can't see straight. And I can say, like, for Tom, I agree with you. This conversation with Josh, why do they give us such a heavy cross to bear?
Because they jealous of us.
Why do they constantly challenge us? Why can't they make it they make it easy on the defense. Why can't they make it easier on us? Why they give you all these great backs? No, that's not the case. I mean, I've been in situations where I've talked to Tom or other people connected to him. This is an issue. And if Wiggy
What's
thinks if Wiggy thinks that
the weapons around
if
him?
Wiggy thinks, see, Tom will never, ever, ever say anything bad about anybody
publicly.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care how bad this guy is. I hate to keep bringing up Josh Gordon, but there's been other guys before him. Joey Galloway was a guy that was a veteran that he never talked about it. And Galloway was probably the worst out of all of them.
Yeah,
think about all the other receivers that have come through here. Chad Ochocinco, that guy sucked. Yet he was praising him. Like, every single pass that he caught,
publicly.
It was like a Super Bowl. Even in the games, it was like he was constantly bringing him up and trying to build him up. He's just as frustrated as anybody else.
Well, Callahan went further and talked about Josh Daniels' involvement, and again, I disagree.
Do you think he talks to McDaniels through this whole process? Like, does he talk to McDaniels and say, what's Ellington's role? Like, what's
I think there's more of that going on than him going, hey, Bill, what the hell? Why don't you get this guy for me?
Yeah, I disagree. Again, you think he's sitting there saying, calling up Josh McDaniels to talk about Maurice Harris and Bruce Ellington to find out what their role is? Or what they're going to be doing?
Anybody who believes that is a jackass.
Or do you think he's calling up Josh McDaniels to talk about Bruce Ellington and Maurice Harris?
Here we go again.
Are you kidding me, Josh?
Another raw.
Are you kidding me?
Another raw, unproven wide receiver.
Like, I mean, I know it worked last year, but I don't know. Maybe it's. But I remember there being some tough times last year.
Our good friend Stedman always says, we keep going.
I remember looking around going, you know, man, this guy's nicked up. This guy's hurt this week. What are we going to do? And Josh, it keeps leaving it up to you. Why does Bill make it so hard? Jermaine Wiggins thinks that, you know, he would never talk trash about the weapons that Bill gives
publicly,
him.
Publicly, no.
He thinks he's only talking to Josh McDaniels about the role, and he's not bitching about what Bill's doing.
How are we
going to
use him?
And I disagree 100% on both of them. He's human. Do you honestly think that Tom Brady is happy with what
the
they do with this
Tom
wide
Brady
receiver?
Keeps getting older. You would think that they would somehow, you know, drafts or bring some talent in that can complete him instead of him constantly having to adapt to those guys, teaching them, constantly going over it, mentoring them, working on it over and over. Can we get a guy that's a quick learner? Can we get a guy that's maybe a little older, that is maybe has worked with some competent quarterbacks and gets exactly what I'm talking about, so I don't have to rep it 3,000 times, so I don't have to go to every single OTA?
But here's the other thing.
I would be pulling my hair out right now.
But it's not now. I feel like I'm entering, and they're not 42 years old. But you talk about putting talent around a 42-year-old quarterback. I would say you got to put talent around a 32-year-old slot receiver.
You're too old!
I would say you got to put talent around, how the hell old is Gronk? I don't even know, but his body's probably 42. A tight end. So now it's not just about giving weapons to the quarterback. It's also protecting your two best offensive players, the only weapons you have. Not include running backs. I'm talking about wide receiver, tight end. Now you got to start protecting them as well, and you haven't. Tom Brady is not happy about this. Josh McDaniels is not happy about this because Bill Belichick keeps asking them to do things that they shouldn't be asked to do
at this point in time, you should at least be throwing them a bone.
Throw them a damn bone.
Listen, but they couldn't. They tried.
They tried.
Hey, I can see Brady. So, hey, who'd you get? No, you lost him. Oh, you lost Beasley? Beasley? All right, Golden Tate is a veteran guy. Hey, I'd rather have Golden Tate. He's an older guy.
Lost him, too.
Yes. You lost him, too?
Got Bruce Ellington,
though. Well, who'd we get? Wait, say it again.
Maurice Harris.
Who?
Maurice Harris.
You got a tight end, though.
Yes.
He plays lacrosse.
Yes.
No, lacrosse.
Oh my God! What a nightmare! It's so bad that Brady's going. You know, I'm going to Montana. I'm going to turn off my cell phone. I didn't want to know who we're trying to get.
Who are you going
to
bring out this year?
Montana.
Nobody. I'm going to bring Jules. That's it. Well, you're not going to bring anybody else? No. What do you mean? Who am I going to bring?
I got
Jordan Matthews and Kenny Britt again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to see these guys.
And
Eric Decker is going to be coming next.
Well, Jordy Nelson, but if you're Edelman, it's a perfect opportunity for you to try and get some more money.
Get ready for our family ski trip.
I mean, that would be my only question to Patriot fans, because I've been hearing it now for 3 days. You scoff, you laugh at everybody who's upset that they haven't gone out and gotten anyone. And yet, think about it. The quarterback of your team, do you think he's happy? Do you think he's as happy as you are? I don't think so.
Nope.
There's no chance. There's absolutely no chance that Tom Brady is as happy with the free agency so far this year as you are, which is insane. Let's go to the phone call, 617-779-7937. Jim in the car. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, guys. Thanks.
Oh, you didn't go to Andre. Oh, okay. Wait,
what's
for
up?
Him.
Hey, as much as everybody else, you know, the receiver talk is lots of fun. And although I do feel that this wasn't the market to go out and pay tons of money on receivers that, and I think a better year of free agents, you would have had, you know, you would never look at spending, you know, $10 million on Golden Tate or any of these other guys. But I honestly feel that having the best offensive line and keeping Brady upright and giving him the time to throw the ball is the best weapon that he can have. And I'm worried about Isaiah Wynn playing left tackle next year. I honestly feel the Pats should be trading up in the first round and getting the best stud left tackle that they can find.
Here's the thing.
All right, Jim.
Isaiah Wynn's going to be fine. He's got God coaching him.
You're named after a great prophet.
This is true.
And that's true, too. See how that all comes together? Dante Scarnecchi is his coach.
Isaiah Wynn is a prophet. But after the draft, I mean, yeah, Isaiah Wynn's.
They're not drafting another lineman.
No, I don't think so. But would you be shocked if they did another Trent Brown thing? Fifth round?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. It's insurance.
Make sure the kid can handle it?
I think. No, I wouldn't be surprised if they did something like that, an older guy. But this is Isaiah Wynn's job. Unless they do some, Waddle back or do some crazy thing with Cannon moving him to left, it's Isaiah Wynn's going to be playing left tackle.
Listen, I'm not worried about it, even though it's kind of like the similar thing that what's going on here, right? Because I'm sitting there saying it worked last year, so I'm not worried about it. But for some reason, I just feel like I don't want to have the whole same scenario at the wide receiver, even though they're the same answer. It worked last year. Why are you worried about it? Well, left tackle. First off, you have a kid who might be able to do it. Number two, you got Dante Scarnecchia. They have a history of being able to find guys and bring them in and be able to play the position because I've seen it be successful before. I haven't seen this team go into a draft and say, that wide receiver can play at this level. That wide receiver can do things we can ask him. That wide receiver works well with Tom Brady. They have not been able to do that by looking at a wide receiver on film. I have no trust in that. So I was hoping it would come from free agency. Let's go to Andre, who's down in the Cape. Andre, go ahead. You're on with the OMF.
How you doing? Andre calling in from the Cape in the car right now.
That's
all
nice.
This Patriots talk about Patriots free agency is sensational and lacking in all substance. Lacking in all substance. The Patriot model is to just flat out win championships. Last year, the Patriots go on the road against Kansas City, who had all the glitz and glam free agent prospects. They had Kelce. They had Hill, they had Sammy Watkins, the great young quarterback, and what did the Patriots do? They slapped them silly.
Yep, okay? They're successful. What's your point?
So my point is, to critique Bill Belichick, the man, Bill Belichick, is on a beach right now. He's letting it all hang out. He's having a good time because his model, far and away, is superior to any other model that exists in football.
They offered 4 years, $40 million to Adam Humphries.
Yeah, great. All right, and I'm confident... Based on the results, the Patriots should not have beaten Kansas City last year.
I'm sorry, but what point is, do you want them to sit back and sign nobody?
Whatever Bill Belichick decides,
okay, that's
to do
the bottom line.
Is the correct answer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Andre, you are a sheep and incapable of thinking on your own. You live your life like that?
Yeah, but in his defense, there's a long history.
Yeah.
Long history. Of guys like Andre being right.
It's a little more.
What does it matter?
But here's the thing.
What does it matter?
That's not even the argument. You know, the argument isn't, is this going to work? I'm admitting it's going to work. They're going to win the AFC East. They're going to go to the AFC East, the AFC title game. I'm admitting that. My only point is that, you know, who are we to question Bill Belichick? Who's Josh McDaniels to question him? Do you think he is?
I think if you're Josh McDaniels, your biggest issue,
you think he's wondering
issue,
why Bill makes it
gripe?
So hard on him?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
okay.
So who's Tom
Please.
Brady? The question.
Okay,
him?
Can I pick my tight end? Can I pick the heir apparent to Rob Gronkowski? Hey, can I use some of these early round picks and can I get a wide receiver? I was at the draft this year. I didn't go last year. I went to Indy this year. I mean, I saw him. I'm going to go to see some pro days. I'm going to fly some guys in. We're going to do some interviews. I want to make sure they can dissect cover two. They know how it converts to cover three. I want to make sure I get them in there. People are nuts. See, Wiggy thinks that Brady is this supercomputer and he has no emotion and he's just conditioned. It's like he's brainwashed. You give me whatever you want, I'll deal with it. Like he wouldn't stay up at night bitching and complaining about everything is so difficult and everything's so hard. Not that these young guys aren't good dudes. It's just they're just so far behind when it comes to figuring out what they need to do. Josh Gordon was behind in figuring out what to do. You didn't think he was bitching and complaining about Gordon? As much as he publicly defended him, and which was the right thing to do because that's his guy, you don't think he was privately pissed off and complaining to Josh McDaniels? Hey, we went over these plays 20 times in practice, we get into live action, and the guy does the same damn thing. He keeps screwing it up.
I don't have any comment on that.
I think people are nuts.
Well, I'm just saying.
And they just realize that they can't do anything about it.
Exactly. Tom Brady's not happy about it, right? Most likely.
Most likely.
Do we think Tom Brady's happy about it? I don't. Do you think Josh Daniels is happy about it? I don't. But you know what? Who are they? Who are they to question Bill? The offensive coordinator and Tom Brady. So they're idiots too, I guess. I mean, I think we all know it's going to work. I get it. But the question is, why did you have to make it so hard on Tom Brady at 42? Why do you got to make it so hard on Josh McDaniels? Just go and get a guy.
Because you have a long track record of making up the difference. Okay. That's why.
How about this story real quick? I just saw this across.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got another incident down there in Kansas City. We're going to hold it until we start talking about who's the biggest challenger in the AFC for the New England Patriots. How about this one? Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill under investigation for alleged battery. The Kansas City Chiefs have confirmed to the Kansas City Star that they are aware of a law enforcement investigation involving Tyreek Hill. They've obtained a police report where a battery incident then lists a juvenile as the victim. Hill's fiance, Crystal Espinal, is listed under, quote, others involved. Now, the report's dated Thursday. It's unclear when the accident actually happened, but the club is aware of the investigation and a statement that the Chiefs released to the Star. We're in the process of gathering information, yada, 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 no further comment. Source familiar with the situation said Hill's fiance has been in contact with the Overland Park Police. The source said that the incident was against the couple's son. As of Friday afternoon, Hill has not been charged with a crime. So, waiting to find out. Now, this goes back to, by the way, if you're familiar with Tyreek Hill, he said it's not free of incident, right? He's had some issues before. And this is actually his fiance now is the same woman. Because back in 2014, Hill reportedly punched and choked Espinal, who was then 8 weeks pregnant with their son back December 11th, 2014. Now, this is the same woman. So now he's his fiance. And this is actually the incident, the boy, apparently. He was arrested. He was dismissed from the Oklahoma State football team. He pled guilty to domestic assault and battery by strangulation in August of 2015. Guilty to domestic assault and battery by strangulation. Again, his girlfriend at the time was 8 weeks pregnant. He received 3 years probation. The Chiefs selected him in the fifth round of the 2016 NFL draft. The conviction was dismissed in August of 2018 in order to be expunged after he completed his probation requirements. And this goes back to bring it all back into light, right? Because when you think back on the fact that in 2014, his girlfriend, he reportedly punched and choked, was 8 weeks pregnant. He pled guilty to it, to domestic assault and battery by strangulation. And basically, the conviction was dismissed after he completed a probation requirement. You got to be kidding me.
Probably turn my mic on.
So we're back at it again.
So it's
some battery incident. Just to recap it, there is a alleged battery investigation going on that involves Tyreek Hill. This fiance, this is now his fiance, Crystal Espinal. And there is a juvenile listed as the victim.
Yeah, it says the source said that the incident was against the couple's son and resulted in the young child having a broken arm. So the incident was against the couple's son. So the person in question was a minor who was attacked. Are we talking about a babysitter here?
I don't know.
This is a weird. I mean, we'll put the pieces together as we go, but.
Or is this Tyreek Hill doing something to his son? Yeah. Right?
Like, were we talking Adrian Peterson?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I hope not.
It unfortunately, doesn't surprise me. It shouldn't shock me. But so this girl was like 8 weeks pregnant when he choked her. You know, he punched and choked her. And, you know, they had the baby together, and they're still together. Now they're engaged.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is his son, but we'll get more on that as it comes down. I'm sure you'll be hearing about it more next week. Tyreek Hill under investigation, alleged battery. Juvenile is the victim as of right now. As of Friday, Tyreek Hill has not been charged with a crime. Got to get more information on this one, I guess, before you go there. But it's amazing when you look back at 2014 and you put it all down on what he did back at Oklahoma State. Boy, I tell you, if what he did to her back in 2014 was in 2018, 2019, Long vacation.
He'd get 8 games.
I think he'd get more.
Like Kareem Hunt.
Well, that's a whole other discussion, I suppose.
You want to go? Want to go back to our topic, or do you need like a minute?
Yeah. No. That's fine. That's
you got
fine.
Real
that's
serious
see,
there,
see,
Lou.
Well, I just kind of a little story that just popped up, so it's no big deal. Let's see if Matt in Springfield. Let's see what he wants to discuss right now. Matt, go ahead. You're on with the MFers. What do you got?
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
There's nothing to worry about with the Patriots. You know, I'm a Cowboys fan.
I agree.
But I do follow the Patriots, of course, because they're televised every week. I have no choice but to follow them. And there's nothing to worry about. You know, it's like you guys always play it the same every year. You guys went after those targets, and you didn't hit your top three, but you got 4 and 5 or 5 and 6, whatever it is, you know. But Bill Belichick, you guys believe in Bill Belichick, and there's nothing to worry about. You know, you guys should.
You guys. You know what, Matt? I tell you what. Like I said, I agree. They're going to win the division. They're going to go to the AFC title game. Probably going to go to the Super Bowl. Probably going to win the Super Bowl. The only thing is just, I don't know, if I'm Tom Brady, I'm Josh McDaniels, I'm just kind of frustrated. That's all.
You know, we always sit there and
I'm not as happy as Patriots fans are the way the last 3 days are going.
Yeah, the first 4 weeks of the season, it never goes right. It's 2-2. It's, you know, it's 1-3. Or, you know, you're getting beat up by two teams in a row. And you're just like, what the hell is going on? And then you sit there and go, ah, this is different than last year. This is different than the Trent Dilfer game when they got beat up against the Kansas City Chiefs on the road. And he said, they're not good anymore. That, to me, at some point in time, the shine is going to wear off.
They're not good.
You're
going
to go. You're going to keep going to the well. You're going to keep trying to, you know, create the same dynamics and use the same philosophy. And eventually it's going to bite you in the butt. Bruce Ellington, Harris. That's what we're talking about here. Gronk, maybe Gronk decides, hey, you know, I don't want to play. Maybe you draft the rookie, he doesn't pan out. Maybe he's soft. Maybe he gets hurt. Maybe he can't catch. Maybe he can't figure out the offense. And then the backs are too one-dimensional, and everybody keys on them. And an offensive lineman gets hurt, and then that's how it starts to crumble. And then how do they fix it? Lots of depth, lots of mid-range, blue-collar type guys. Well, until it actually happens, I just don't think you can bet against them.
No, I'm not saying you're going to bet against them. You know, because I get it. The last 2-3 days, you hear it all the time. It's just, I don't know what the hell you guys are worried
for. Go to Carlin. Carlin seems to think that this is a sign.
All right, let's go. Carlin, you're in Westboro, I believe.
Carolyn, hi.
Carolyn, sorry.
Yes, hi. No, I am very concerned about the Patriots. I trust Bill Belichick, but this is bad. We should have gotten Golden Tate. I can't believe we didn't get him. Who's our deep threat? We are going to become
who's going to take the top off the defense? You sound like Glenn.
None of that.
Defense can do great, but who is Brady throwing the ball to? Gronk. Question mark. Don't know what's going on. Edelman, what if he goes down? Who's there?
Yeah, it's a lot of what ifs.
What about the ball movement?
Yeah. What about the ball movement?
What are they going to do? I mean, I'm convinced that if we had signed Deion Branch years ago, we would have had another Super Bowl. Jabbar Gaffney, remember him dropping the ball on, what, the 6-yard line wide open?
But see, Carla, I'll be the regular caller and just say they won a Super Bowl last year doing this.
Last year, you know what? I was still trying to figure that out. I think if things came together, people got healthy at the right time. But what did Hogan do? He couldn't get separation. Are we going to get him back?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Carolyn, we should have you. Want to do the Sunday pregame show with me?
Because here's the thing. I felt like last year they got lucky. I mean, he played in a sport where there's just car crash after car crash. It was the healthiest football team I've ever seen by week 13, 14, 15, the rest of the way. There wasn't nothing. I know people might have been nursing stuff, but normal stuff. We're talking, they didn't miss games. They were all there. They had no depth whatsoever. You had Julian Edelman, you had Rob Gronkowski. You had nothing. You had to go out and get a druggie to freaking try to put it together for 11 weeks. Right? I'm just saying.
And
you
the fact
had
is
nothing.
That they went 11-5.
And they just probably, got healthy and figured it out.
The timing worked out so well.
So we can do that again?
Well, yes.
Last year.
Maybe you go 12-4. Maybe that's the difference. They're not going to lose more than 5 games. Can you see this team with Brady as the quarterback losing more than 5 games?
Who cares about last year?
I would just, you know, the couple of years back when they traded for Brandon Cooks to get him for 1 year, you know, that was exciting. But that's sort of stuff that I like to see them do because you lost Julian Edelman, right, before the season even started. What if you didn't trade for Brandon Cooks that year and you lost Julian Edelman? Because that's what you're facing right now.
No, you still had Amendola.
That's what you faced last year. And, you know, and you got lucky. He came back and stayed healthy. Gronk got back eventually and started, you know, looking better than he did maybe earlier in the year. You put all this time into it. Tom Brady's let's just give him three years. One of his last 3 years, Edelman goes down week one, Gronk goes down week one, and this is what you're left with?
Yeah, but even if you give him three more years, all those guys are on one-year contracts. Even if Gronk comes back,
oh, no, they're going to do it all again next year.
Edelman's on a one-year
deal.
They're all on one-year deal.
For the next 2 or 3 years.
Everybody on this roster.
This is the way it's going to be. They're going to just pick up this guy and that guy. They're going to draft some kid in the third round. They'll miss. He won't be good. They never hit on
the draft. They're going to hit. No, they are going to hit on a wide receiver this year.
Because they're due.
Because they're due. You're right. You can only miss so many times. Look at the Cleveland Browns. How many times did they miss on a quarterback? And guess what? They were due, and they hit.
All right. I just read that, actually, that Adam Schefter, Tyreek Hill, under investigation for allegations of battery per Kansas City Star. The Chiefs' statement, the club is aware of the investigation. We are in the process of gathering information and have been in contact with the league and local authorities. We'll have no further comment at this time. Again, Tyreek Hill, investigation. Allegations of battery. The victim is a juvenile. It looks to be he and his fiance's son. So we'll get more on that one as well. Another segment to go here. OMF. No Ordway. It's Maloney and Fourier.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, welcome back. OMF, no Ordway. Maloney, Fourier.
Yeah.
It's Kansas City Chiefs. Not good for their team. Not good for Tyreek Hill, who is under investigation, allegations of battery. The more you look into it, it's just pretty much his son, his fiance, the child they have together, his son, broken arm. So it looks like Tyreek Hill, investigation on that charge.
See, and it's speculation time now. See, I was like, all right, the child, the incident involved the minor, which is obviously his child. So, are we still saying that the incident involved a broken arm?
Yes.
Because there were some difference of opinion as far as what was out there and what was not out. ESPN's doing it right now. The Kansas City Chiefs are not going to talk about it, but if you have a situation like you already have a history of abuse. And the NFL never did anything about that 14-15 incident.
2014
that he had.
At Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Same kid?
With the same woman.
Same kid?
But the kid now was...
Is this the kid? I mean, she was 8 weeks pregnant in December of 2014. So if this is the kid, he was born, whatever, right? Give me September, August of 2015. So you got a kid now that's 3.5 years old?
Yeah. Wow, my mind is going crazy based on what... The possibility.
Broken arm?
How could a 3 year old break his arm?
Just
if there's some fight going on,
it just goes to show you that a lot of people, like, you know, you knew that Tyreek Hill got involved in an incident. You know, when he was back in college, and you're watching him. Everybody's praising him, the breakout wide receiver, and this guy is unbelievable, uncoverable. Talk about great things, and every once in a while, when you're in the midst of just talking great things about Tyreek Hill, someone says he's a bad dude. Don't forget what he did back in 2014. You're like, yeah. And you're like, you know why? Because it's not in front of your face.
So but he's fast.
So you don't realize. Yeah, she don't realize.
McCourty can't catch him.
But when you hear that Hill reportedly punched and choked Espinal, who is now his fiance, she was 8 weeks pregnant with their son in December of 2014. He was arrested and dismissed from Oklahoma State football team. He pleaded guilty to domestic assault and battery by strangulation in August of 2015. Received 3 years of probation. The Chiefs selected him in the fifth round of the 2016 draft. And after completing 3 years of probation, the conviction was dismissed. It was ordered to be expunged because he completed probation requirements. So he choked and punched his then pregnant girlfriend, who was pregnant with a boy. 3.5 years later, he is now being charged, or under investigation, I should say. He hasn't been charged yet. But he's under investigation for alleged battery, in which I'm guessing, I shouldn't guess. Oh, I don't know, a boy. Their son. I'm thinking it's the same son, who might be 3.5 at this point. Broken arm. Problems down in Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City. And this is the same day that Kareem Hunt was basically suspended 8 games
mm-hmm.
for his altercation that took place, what, over a year ago?
Yep. Now, again, as of Friday afternoon, Hill has not been charged with the crime, just looking into it. But she...
I mean, these reports must be coming out like crazy right now.
She apparently she is talking.
She is.
Hill's fiance has been in contact with the Overland Park Police, source familiar with the situation. So that means she's gone to the police to kind of give her side of the story. Maybe an arrest is coming.
Yeah, no arrest has been made yet.
We'll see.
All right, that's a depressing topic.
No Kareem Hunt?
Oh, man.
No Tyreek Hill?
No. So now you want to change our power rankings then? So maybe the Pats should be one and the Cleveland Browns should be two.
Maybe. Maybe that might be the case.
Oh, man.
All right, listen, let's go back to the calls. We'll go to Nathan in New Bedford. Nathan, go ahead. You're on with the MFers.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Doing? Real quick with that sad, you know, another dark cloud in the NFL, but ultimately we know that as long as it's not on video, he's still going to have a job.
So we'll see.
That's just how it works.
We'll see if it's on video.
To go back to what you guys are saying, I completely agree with you guys. I think Brady knew this was coming. If you guys do remember his press conference talking about how the team's going to be different next year, and you could tell in his voice that it's like he's getting tired. You know what I mean? Brady keeps having to pick these guys up, and I think it's sad, and I think he is upset, and I think the fact is can he just build a rapport with these guys like with Edelman? He can't do it. You know what I mean? It's like every year it's a different guy. You know what I mean? So how long can he do this? It's tough on him. You know what I mean? And he's got to be frustrated. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what. How about this, Nathan? So Brady released, like, he's the king of Instagram stuff right now. So earlier today, he released this Instagram clip where he was talking about how he was falling. But I want you to listen to what he says. I don't want to see if you agree with our producer, Ryan, who thinks he's telling us, giving us all a message about how good the team's going to be.
And she's just got a way bigger hill, way more speed, and she's perfectly balanced. So way bigger hill, way more speed. That's what it's got to be. Let's go.
So this is Brady talking about how he's going to Montana, and he showed a clip of himself falling, and then he showed Lindsey Vonn, right, doing a downhill. And there is the message.
Bigger hill.
Bigger hill.
To climb.
More speed.
Couldn't have more speed.
So there's a message there, Nathan.
Quick slot receivers.
You reading into that at all?
You really can't read too much into that.
Ryan, what was your analysis of this?
I'll read into what I want to read into it. See, I'm thinking he's saying bigger hill is the hill.
Bigger challenge.
Is bigger challenge that has been created by Bill Belichick. And now he has to.
I agree with that.
Thank you. And now he has to take more speed and a stronger approach. But he still thinks he's going to be fine.
You're crazy.
I like it, though. Nathan, thanks for the call. Play it one more time for me.
From the beginning, though.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
What's up, guys? I'm just going out to Montana, getting ready for our family ski trip, and I was watching some old film. And this was from 2 years ago. This was me. I was taking way too much time getting into this jump, and I pushed off. I was way ahead of my skis, and then full left shoulder. That was a lot of pain. And I actually been studying Lindsey. And she's just got a way bigger hill, way more speed, and she's perfectly balanced. So I think way bigger hill, way more speed. That's what it's got to be. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm starting to understand why you get trapped in these situations and you take the bait. Bigger hill, metaphor for?
It's a metaphor for what the last couple days for the Patriots have been.
Haven't been able to get over that hill.
Exactly.
So since they can't get over that hill, what are they going to need?
More speed.
More speed. Okay. And then anything about the draft? Where are they going to find that speed? The strength coach?
I think that's Montana. He's talking about Montana.
Montana. Really, then he's going back to talking about Montana.
Or he's really going to Montana, which is also very likely.
Hunter Renfro.
Yeah. Did you mention anything about, yeah. Did he say he was going hunting?
Maybe Lindsay is actually code for Hunter Renfrow.
I would say he's going to try maybe he's going to go hunting. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a message.
Or maybe he really did go skiing and he's just sharing that with
everybody. See, I think the message that...
He doesn't care about anything that's going on back here.
I think the message that you missed in that is how we talked about his shoulder. He briefly mentioned his shoulder. It's like he was trying to talk about how jacked up it got, but he... You know, pulled back on that one.
Way too much time getting into this jump, and I pushed off. I was way ahead of my skis, and then full left shoulder. That was a lot of pain.
Left shoulder what? Left shoulder what, Tom? What happened to your left shoulder? Did you hide that injury? He said he was in a lot of pain. I saw that video. He's the guy that does not need to be jumping. The guy that does not need to be jumping off cliffs, going bike riding in the hills. No, stay on the ground.
Yeah, once you turn 46 and you're done with football, jump off all the mountains that you want.
No, when you're 46. Yeah, he's going to be 42.
Well, I know one guy that could help out and would add a lot of speed, and I'll let Nathan bring it up. I don't
Nathan
see it
call
happening,
back?
But Nathan's got an idea. Go ahead, Nathan.
Nathan, wait, hold on. Is this the same Nathan that just called?
No, it's a different Nathan.
You liar.
There's at least two Nathans on the planet.
Go ahead, Nathan.
All right, so I got a theory about Julio Jones to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Now, bear with me. It's a little crazy, but it kind of goes along with the same mentality that we had when we picked up Brandon Cooks. You get him on the last year of his deal, so you get him cheap. Julio Jones is expected to make $8.5 million this year. He's on the last year of his deal. And now, it's a little absurd, but if you're willing to give up a second and fourth for Antonio Brown and his attitude, and you're willing to pay $40 million for Adam Humphries, I think you're willing to take a shot on losing maybe a first and a third-round pick and something else to give to Atlanta to get Julio Jones, because Atlanta needs to start moving something, or else Julio Jones is going to be the next Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, so the
Super Bowl ring.
So the all right, thanks
God,
Nathan, number two. Thanks, Nathan. So Brandon Cooks was on his rookie deal from New Orleans, right? Because he still had a year left, even
they
after
they could have picked up that
they
option.
They could have picked up that option. That was his fifth year option. They didn't. Julio Jones is on a brand new contract, right? So is all the guaranteed money gone in a way? Has he used up all his guaranteed money? Because that would be the time when you would end up leaving. That's the time when you end up trying to force the issue where your money is not guaranteed anymore. So basically you have a three-year deal remaining, and each year would only be guaranteed once you actually made the team. And then they would be on the hook. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you do the math. Or call Miguel.
Call Miguel? I'm looking at 2019. Cap number is 13.4. It's like a 9.6. He's got two more years left.
36% of the time, 9-5, which equals, I don't know.
Basically, next year they can get out of it. I mean, they can get out of it this year, $5 million dead cap, but $1 million next year. Basically.
See, that's that pie in the sky. You know, I look at a guy like Julio Jones, and you talk about how Brady. Imagine if Josh called up Tom and said, "Hey, buddy, how's your trip going? Okay, are you sitting down? No, I'm not sitting down. I want you to sit down.
What's up, guys?
What's going on? What's wrong? Is it bad news? No, I got great news for you. Julio Jones is going to be your guy. He's signing with the Patriots. Say what you want. Call out whoever the best receivers are. This guy's big. He's physical.
Oh, no, he's so
He's unbelievable. He's fast. He's a nightmare.
Yeah,
so, did you hear this?
There'll be no bitching then.
No, they're bitching. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because, yeah. It's not the way they do business. But the fact that, I don't know, it's just not going to happen. And if you're hoping for a guy like that to sign, this isn't the Darrell Revis situation. This isn't even Randy Moss. Randy Moss was basically pretty much done in Oakland. I mean, his attitude and everything else, it was over.
Who this is, what you know.
So Julio Jones, not the same situation. And people keep pointing to him. Because people think that he's going to turn into Antonio Brown and force his way out of Atlanta.
You see this, I don't know, is this Instagram, Facebook? I don't know what it is. Instagram. Martellus Bennett?
No.
He wrote like a scouting report to his brother Michael, kind of how to deal with everybody on the team.
I'm rubber and you're glue. Anything you say bounces off of me and sticks it back to you.
Martellus Bennett on Instagram says, "Congratulations to the best dressed defensive lineman in football. On signing with the Patriots. I'm excited to see you do work in the field. The best fans in all sports, just stay out of Bill's way and he won't F with you." So this is a message now from Martellus Bennett to his brother Michael Bennett, who the Patriots already acquired from Philadelphia. I think although I think both of you have a lot to discuss, as you both love history.
Yeah.
Then he gets into some of the guys. McCourty twins is a hater. Deb is, but not Jason. He's cool. James Devlin, good dude. Talk about life with. You like him. He's a thirst for growth as a human. He says, at Tom Brady is a real down-to-earth guy. We bonded over interior decor. You'll probably bond over traveling in places you love outside of the U.S.
Oh, can I have a throw-up sound, please?
Daron Harmon has a wonderful family. Definitely take the kids over there. I like Julian Edelman. Edelman will probably piss you off one day. Don't punch him. LOL. He just has one speed, and that's all hard. And that's hard. Boom Tower. High Tower, correct? It's smooth. Y'all probably have the most in common. It's common on defense and style and demeanor as competitors. Then he gets into nutritionists and Moses, the strength guy. I don't know. Nancy, I don't know what she does.
She's been there forever.
Yeah, Patrick Chung's a dog like you out there, toughest guys. But yeah, he just writes a little. Live in Boston if you can. No offense, but Foxborough's not the place to be unless it's game day. But yeah, I'm excited.
What about Bears? Bears is the guys with all the answers. Mm-hmm. Don't believe the hype about anyone else being the person with answers. I plan on poaching him from Bill and the team one day to come help me run things.
I like this. I know there's a lot of pressure to come in the city after I've left my mark of awesomeness. But you just have to be yourself, and they'll love almost as much as they love me. I forgot about Gronk. He's a lot smarter than people think. So that was...
Is that your name? Babcock?
That was Martellus Bennett writing on Instagram. A little scouting report, I guess, yeah. For his brother Michael. Right?
I think
he's crazy. This guy crazy over here, baby.
I love it how they bond over decor.
Yeah.
What do you think about the fuchsia color coming being back in vogue? What do you think about that? It's sure. Here's one thing I want to do though.
What do you got?
You know, we talk about all these free agent. We want to do this next.
Okay.
So the one there was a guy. So when Antonio Brown signed with the when he got traded to the Cleveland Browns. You know, we got excited.
OBJ.
Odell Beckham Jr. got totally excited. And this is, and when you hear this video, when you hear the sound of this, this is something that Patriots fans will never do because they'll never have the opportunity to be overly excited about anyone who is signed in free agency. It got so bad that the police were called for this guy. So bad that people thought that he was a danger to society. Women kept their kids in the car. They wouldn't go outside because they heard the screaming. It sounded like somebody was dying.
But Patriot fans also would never happen because you're not as desperate to win. To where it's like, you need this guy to win.
Well, give me the last free agent signing where you said, where it was complimentary to Odell Beckham Jr.
Moss wasn't in his prime.
No, it wasn't the same thing.
Wasn't his prime.
I'll give you Revis.
Revis.
I'll give you that guy. You said, okay, done deal. I can't believe Revis. You got Revis.
Yes.
I wouldn't even give you Gilmore.
You wouldn't?
I mean, nobody really knew. I mean, Gilmore didn't have the reputation
mm-hmm.
that Revis had.
You guys
bouncing
weren't excited
around.
About Scott Chandler?
Scott Chandler? No.
Scott
wasn't
Chandler?
Scott Chandler. You know who else got Cassius Marsh? What about him? He got released.
He got released, by the way, for the 49ers, so we can do that.
And he's dogging them out as he's walking.
So you
want to
do that next?
Yeah, let's do that next. I want to hear that.
All right, we'll do that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back to the show. Before we play a little bit of sound of the reaction of OBJ out in Cleveland, I wonder what the reaction is out in Kansas City. Maybe a little bit different. Again, a little bit more information here on Tyreek Hill. So this is KCTV 5 out there in Kansas City. Battery investigations underway, right, involving a juvenile at the home of Kansas City Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill. Apparently, officers were previously called to that same address on March 5th to investigate a report of child abuse or neglect.
Or neglect.
Child abuse or neglect, it says.
Okay.
Hill's name is directly listed on that report. According to the Overland Park Police, the original report was closed 3 days later when prosecution was declined. They didn't have enough. I guess. I don't know. This is a copy of the March 5th police report. Said the officers were called at 2:25 p.m. at this house. Now, Hill's name is not listed in the most recent battery report, but the address is listed in location. Same thing. Same location as the first one. And, yes, broken arm, three-year-old son.
Mm.
And his fiance is the one that's talking to the police department. So, yeah.
This is, you'll, I don't even know what to say about this. It's just the fact that the kid has a broken arm just really kind of drives me crazy. I don't know what the hell's going on in that house, but the fact that that the son has a broken arm, I mean, that's somebody's got some explaining to do.
Yeah, we know how all this works too. You know, I mean,
I'm not going to sit here and, you know, point fingers at all because I have no idea what happened. All we're talking about is he's under investigation.
He hasn't
been arrested.
He has not been charged with a crime. But you know as well as I do that the league doesn't really care all the time. Whether you're, you know, guilty or innocent or charged or the charges disappear because somebody doesn't want to come forward, right? And the other report, too, that I saw was apparently she announced, I want to say at the Pro Bowl, like that week, that his fiance, I believe, is pregnant with twins. Yeah, so Espinel announced that she was pregnant with twins last month. So now she's pregnant with twins. The other son, and I don't know. Should I assume that it's Tyreek Hill's kids with him, whatever? But you know how that works. She's pregnant with twins. Tyreek Hill, you think she wants him out of the game? You think she wants him not playing football anymore?
Probably.
She's got three kids.
Just keep your hands off me. How about that part? Let's start with that.
She's got three of his kids, it looks like, maybe. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Like, no. So, you know, the first charge was dropped. Will this one even get to that point? Will it even be charged? Well, who knows? We'll keep an eye on that. So a lot of stuff going on, right? I mean, some of the best wide receivers in football. Antonio Brown's in Oakland. You got Tyreek Hill under investigation for this. We'll see what the future is with him. But Odell Beckham was dealt during the tampering period. I believe, was it back in Monday night or Tuesday night? I forget which night it was. To the Cleveland Browns. And there's people out in Cleveland that thought actually a crime was being committed, correct?
We'll start with the 911 call.
Yeah. Emergency.
Yes, ma'am. Someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling and screaming and, like, flailing his arms.
A frantic 911 call to Shaker Heights Police Tuesday night.
And I don't want to get my kids out of the car yet because I don't know what's going on.
First, I thought it was a woman because it was very high-pitched.
Carita Jackson lives on Winslow Road.
And then I saw this man running down the street just flailing his arms, and I was like, oh, my God. So I put my kids back in the car, of course, and so I was... call the police.
And then boom.
So she called the police, saw some guy going absolutely nuts on the street, waving his arms, screaming, keeps her kids in the car because she doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Right?
And then here's the guy that she called the cops on.
We got OBJ. I was so excited. I couldn't help myself. I was just jumping around my house and my little brother told me to stop, but I couldn't because I was so excited.
Robert Stewart lives right across the street.
Couldn't nothing stop me. So I had to come rejoice outside.
We got Odell! We got Odell! We got Odell! We got Odell!
Like, oh my God.
However, Stewart's celebration was cut short when officers arrived.
Good celebrations.
Yeah, so he's filming himself, right? He's Snapchatting himself, feeling himself going crazy. And the lady across the street, she doesn't know who the hell OBJ is.
I got Odell!
This guy screamed.
She's like, he got Odell? Who's Odell? Honey, they got Odell! Call the cops!
You got more because the cops came, I guess, and sort of almost joined the party because they weren't even...
But he told them why.
Oh, we got OBJ, and then we dapped it up. They went back on about their day.
Those officers then crossing the street to share the...
No, then the officers went across the street and told the girl, right?
To share the excitement with Jackson.
He asked me, are you a Browns fan? I was like, no, not really. And he was like, well, he was celebrating the Browns' big win. I was like, oh, did they play a game? He was like, no, they got Odell Beckham Jr. I was like, oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to the cops.
There's
no idea. Yeah, so that's something you'll never hear out here. You'll never hear, Dan Roach doing some sort of interview with some person screaming and yelling about Julio Jones, Julio Jones.
No, you never will. By the way, remember we were assuming...
Oh, we got OBJ, and then we dapped it up.
I just saw real quick before I just signed off there. Brandon Bolden, 2 years, $4.7 million guaranteed.
Wow.
Two
That's
and a half.
Impressive.
Oh,
is that it? It did 2. Break 4, your heart.
2.3, 2.4 million, million guaranteed a year for Brandon Bolden?
A backup running back and a special teams guy.
All right, well, whatever.
Fine. All right, Lou, excellent job
hold
this
on,
week.
Hold on. Last segment. Final segment. Sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today at 877-CARS-4-KIDS. Give me the...
Spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel.
I'm going with Reamer because he's been here like every single day.
Hey, everybody. It's the voice of the BC Eagles. John Meter Perel is back.
Solo?
Is he solo?
No, he's not.
Spin it again.
Okay, we're going to spin it again. We already got John Meter Perel.
That's going to be Reamer.
We got to get Jastrzemski's name out of here. And it's Alex Reamer.
Look at that. All right. You got Reamer and John Meter Perel. They got you covered here at night. Have a good weekend, everybody. Steve Ordway's back there on Monday. We're out of here.
Adios.
Over. We suck.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.